power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. Yes. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. Yes, Jesus. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. That's why I thank you for the blood. Oh, Jesus, I thank you for the blood. Oh, Jesus, I thank you for the blood. Oh, Jesus, it washes white, there's no. It washes white, there's no. It washes white, there's no. Yes, Lord. It washes white, there's no. It washes white, there's no. Beloved, lift up your voice before the Ancient of Days. The word of the Lord said to us in the book of Hebrews chapter number 4 verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Coming to the throne of mercy, whereby we obtain mercy and grace, grace to help in time of need, grace to help in time of need. Therefore, grace is needed tonight to receive the help that we need, even as we come to the place of prayer. Therefore, it said, come boldly to the throne of mercy, that we may obtain, to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy in this time of great need. In the next day, beloved, we will end the month of September. There must not be a carryover. Everything that God has ordained for me, everything that God has ordained for us, everything that God wants to see done in our lives must take place. Without fail, it must take place. It must take place without fail. throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace. Obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Ustoba, let the Lord know you have come. Register your presence. Register your attendance before the throne of God tonight. Lord, I have come before the throne of mercy that I may obtain grace. Lord, mercy and grace to help in time of need. Ustolia of Throndos, the Enthrunonogos, Ezu Indalobososie, Ishtondalobosiate, Ezoprondege Custososie, Isosua, Endege Custososie, Endege Quasa, Endege Geleprusosia, Undustososie, Elabogoshate. Beloved, I want us to pray tonight. Beloved, because there are personalities that God wants to reach this morning. And you and I, we're going to stand for our brethren. We're going to say to the Lord, Lord, stir up and wake up the sleeper tonight. Wake up the men and the women that you have decided to reach tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, arrest the spirit of sleep because of the prevalence tonight. Ustombege kutula bosto, si ilamengru na kustosoze, ezu ato li entronustose, zebriando kustosoze, endege kuasoze, ezo prondege kustoso. Istondo legali crusosozia, esoprondege quaso, endege custosozie, indoglengo gorosi ige quasa, zeprondege custosozie, endege quaso, ondege quaso, esoprondege quato, lebriandoso, esoprondege custososa. Ishtondolobosi ito, engleke kukustososie, endege kustose, esu indelabobo pronega kukukusosie, endege kuasosia, ishtondege kuasosa, esu prondege kuaso, ilabongru shtuzasie, esu prendege kuasasia, zo prondege kustoso. Esso prondege quaso, esso priandogos tu zende, li antronica custososie, esso prondege quaso, esso andelege custoso, esso prondege agosiate, esso andege custososie, endege custososia, esso andolobosate, esso prondege custososie, Istonde le prenega kukustososie, ezu ato la ke kukukustosie, istonde lobosate. Beloved, pray for yourself. This is not a prayer on the bed. I want you to pray for yourself. My Father, Lord, tonight, equip me by your Spirit to take hold of my deliverance without fail. Equip me by your Spirit that I might take hold of my deliverance without fail this morning. Ancient of Days, equip me by your Spirit to take hold of my deliverance without fail. For it is not by might nor by power, it is by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Is soprondige custososie, endege quasososia. Endege custososia, ondo quasa, za antronogoso, endege quasosi indalaboso, Lord, by your mercy, Lord, engage my spirit, engage my soul, engage my body, equip me with your divine power, enable me by your divine spirit, Lord, to take hold of my deliverance. To take hold of my deliverance, to take hold of my deliverance. Li antrunagaso, enable, empower me to locate my way of freedom. Enable, empower me to locate my way of freedom. Usopiondege kustososie, esoprondege kustososie, endolobashete, endege kuasosie, esoprondege kustososie, esoprondige kuaso, istondege kuaso, estondege kustososie, esoprondega yakuasosie, esoprondige kukustososie, endege kustososie, istombalongrosa ato, engege ketun lebrenegaso, esu andoki agualobrosa, istu labrendege kustosia, endege kuasosie, ende kustososie, prendege kuasa, ilobombronega kuasa, endege kelibrusosia, endege kustososie, esoprondege kustososie, esoprondege kuasosie, istondolobosa ate, inge kuaso, ondege kuaso, istombronega kustososie, endige kuaso, si andale bolobrosi ate, endege kuasa, si indele boso, endronega kustososie, esuato, ondege kuase, ende kustososie, endege ke librusosia, menglososia, esoprondege kuasa, ilobrondege kuasosie, endege ke librusate, istondoke kustososie, ilobosate. I want you to speak to your soul, speak to your body, and tell your soul and your body and your spirit, hear ye the word of the Lord. Cooperate with me tonight. I bring you in alignment to the word of God. Cooperate with me to see the word of God finding expression for my freedom. Cooperate with me. I bring you subjection to the word of the living God. Cooperate with me tonight. You will work for me. You will not work against me. Tonight is my night of freedom. You will not work against me. You are not permitted to resist me. You are not permitted to work against me. You are not permitted to oppose me. You are not permitted to stand in my way of freedom. Therefore, I command you, line up with me. Therefore, I say, line up with God's word. For it was for freedom that Christ has set me free, no longer to be subject to the yoke of slavery. Therefore, I command you, hear ye the word of the Lord. Line up. It is my night of freedom. It is my night of freedom. It is my night of freedom. I command you to line up with me. Usopondega kuasosie. Elege kukusoso prondega saate. Endege kustososie. Istomblongorosi ato. Beloved, speak unto everything created. The star, the moon, beloved, and the sun. You command them. Isuata andolobosia. I command you to light up. Light up this morning for my freedom. Le ege kustososie, endege kuasa. Line up with the word of God for my freedom today. Istondongolobrusate, endege kustososie, endege kuasosie, endege kuaso, esu ilamongrusate. Beloved, Joshua was at war. Joshua was fighting in the battle. Beloved, and the word of the Lord said to Joshua, that The word of the Lord said to him in Joshua chapter number 10, do not fear them, for I have given them into your hands. Do not be afraid of your opponents. Beloved, God said, don't be afraid. Because of the Amorite kings who have joined forces together to battle, God said, thou shalt not be afraid. But the Lord gave an instruction. I said to him, thou shalt not be afraid. Beloved, it was not Joshua's outright battle. Joshua was asked to come and help. Beloved, the king of Jerusalem called him when he saw how God gave him victory in Ai. He said, please come. Help me. And beloved, Joshua arose to help. Joshua knows what it means to suffer a loss at a battle, because the same eye that became a testimony that made other kings to say, come and help me fight my own battle also, it is because he has a testimony that having won the battle, that God gave him victory over, which is the first place of defeat in his life. He had had victory that both in Ai and in Jericho, God supernaturally gave him victory. He called unto him, come and help me. The Amorite kings, they are warring against him. But the Lord said, the Amorites, which is five kings, are warring against them. How dare God have to say the first word to Joshua? He said, do not be afraid. Because fear is a crippler. Verse number 8, Joshua 10. Do not fear them, for I have given them into your hands. Not one of them shall stand before you. God promised victory before the battle. Do not be afraid. Because I have given them into your hands, not one of them shall stand before you. The battle commences. The battle became tough as Joshua suddenly confronted the enemy be afraid. It came suddenly upon them, having traveled all night from Gilgal. And the Most High God, who said, don't be afraid, do not be afraid. The one who established deliverance before the battle said, I have given them into your hand. And none of them shall be standing. None of our enemies shall stand. It's an outright victory because Christ has won it. None of them shall stand. So, which means, don't be afraid. Don't fear any fear tonight. Victory is already established for us, but defeat for the enemy. Do not be afraid. Victory is yours. But defeat for your enemy. And beloved, as the battle continues, the Most High God arose on behalf of Joshua. The first step was that God sent panic into the camp of the enemy. Verse number 10, and the Lord confounded them. The Lord put them into confusion. The Lord confused them. The Most High God gave them panic attack. Before Israel. He slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon and pursued them by the way of ascent of Betharon and struck them because they were confused. Joshua was able to have a better hold on them. God has given a promise. He said they cannot stand. And for you and I, the word of the Lord said, this is the victory that overcome the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. 1 John 5:4. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. For anyone that is born of God is an overcomer. To be victorious means to be an overcomer. So we have a faith. Faith and fear. They are two different things. Faith is what swallows up fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. God said they looked like they were standing all of them together. But I have already finished the battle before you sojourn. Before you go on and fight. And beloved, so you see, 1 John 5:4 say you are an overcomer. unto him, I have given them into your hand. And for you, the word of the Lord says, by faith in a decided victory, achieved through the blood of Jesus. Revelation 12 verse 11, it said, beloved, we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Jesus has shed his blood before now. He said, we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. And because we love not our lives unto death, so we saw faith as an instrument of our victory tonight. And we saw the blood of Jesus, which was what God has allowed his son to shed to guarantee us of victory. And how does this blood guarantee us that our deliverance is total tonight? Beloved, because the blood speaks in Hebrews 12:24, by covenant that God performed his word. That was a covenant word. How do we know tonight? Because the word of God is standing sure. Beloved, Isaiah 55:11, it said the word of God will prosper. Where is it said it will accomplish what God has said it to do? The word of God, beloved, it is the instrument of execution of our deliverance tonight. Instrument of deliverance that cannot fail, because it is backed up by covenant. It said, my word that has gone forth out of my mouth, they shall not return back unto me void. They will accomplish their purposes, and they will prosper. Either though it has been said. And what does the word say? The word says in Luke 10:19, it said, I have given you authority and power to step upon serpents and upon scorpions, upon every power of the devil. Over every power. So he has given every one of them unto our hands. Over every power of the devil. And nothing shall by any means hurt us. Nothing shall by any means hurt us. So the God who has given into our hands the power for victory tonight, the one who said, do not be afraid, because he has not given unto us the spirit of fear. What has he given to us? The spirit of power, the spirit of love, and soundness of mind. Beloved, so what God has not given unto us, we cannot have it. He has not given us the spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. But of Paul, so there is no fear. He gave us faith. And the spirit of love. He gave us power, love. He gave us soundness of mind. So when the enemy is confused tonight, you and I will fight with precision the battle that was already won before we appear. The word of the Lord said, how do we fight this battle tonight? Beloved, Romans 8:15, it said, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again, because fear is a bondage. Fear is a yoke. Fear brings into captivity. Fear is a crippler. But that is what the enemy is going to have, but we will not have it. Romans 8:15. It said, you and I have not been given the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have the spirit of adoption. Beloved, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. That is what we have. And the Lord God Almighty, who is our Father, is said to you as he spoke to Joshua, do not be afraid. Victory is already decided. He said, I have given this 5 kings, the entities that rose up against the king of Jerusalem, into your hand. But the work is not just that it has been given, that he crossed his leg. That is why we can't stay on the bed and pray this prayer tonight. Beloved, he fought, he rose and fought. He confronted the enemy. And God released panic attack into the camp of the enemy. As we rise tonight, God will confuse the enemy and he will release panic attack into them. And beloved, and he confronted. Joshua confronted. That is what we are going to do. Because when you see the enemy that God wants to deal with tonight, you will not take any gentleness as an answer. You want to get results. Beloved, he confronted it until he rose to fight. The enemy was not confused. But as soon as he arose, God confounded the enemy. He said, those who come against us, they shall fall before our face. They will fall for our sake. I want you to say to the Lord, my Father, as I arose tonight, confound every enemy that rose up against me. Ustondege kustosos. Ilebre etua andra nagazo, endege custoso, endege quata, endige custoso si, el libruso ote, engresuato, elebri antus togostose, istondolige quazo, endege quazo, si indalaboso, esuatondege quazo, elaboku gusoso si. Esso prondege custosozia, istondo lo bashete, endaga quasozie, esso priandaga quasa, endege custosozie, esso indolo bososia, ingo custosozie, endege quaso, istondege custose, esso adolica quaso, esso prundaga quaso. kwaza, istula prosa, andege kwaza, endege kwaza, ikokusto zosie, endege kwazo, ikukusto zosie, enge kwaza ate, iloba babondre nega kwazo, esopriandega kwaza, ingokusto zosia, istondo lobosi ate, inge kwashete, indokleke kusto zosa, isoprandega kwazo, esoprandega kwaza, istomba kusto zosie, endege kwaza, endege kwaza, endege kwazo zosie, endege kwaza, endege kwazo, endu gogogo libru zosie, istunda la bobosiate, endege kwaza, istondege gosiate, endege kwazo zosia, indege kwazo zosia, indege ge libru zosie, endu gugu zosia, endege kwazo zosie, endige kwazo zosie, istula prondege kwaza, indege keke kwazo zosie, ende kwazo zosie, endige kwazo, isopro ondige kwaza, endege gege lebru zate, endege kwazo, istondege kwazo, istula baba kwaza, isoprondege kwazo, endege kosiato, istundege kusto zosie, endege kwazo zie, iloba bangrosi ato, istula bangrosi ate, indege kwazo zia, isoprondege kwazo, isopriendege kwaza, endege kwaza, endege kwazo, endege kusto zosia. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, he told us this morning, Psalm 149, because he said, with the high presence of God in our mouth and our two-edged sword in our hand, we execute God's written judgment upon the enemy. So our prayers must release the presence and the power of God to engage in the battle which is already decided. Because, beloved, Joshua asked the word of the law, which was a covenant promise to him that was sure cannot fail. He embarked on the battle, and beloved, the victory was already decided before he started to war. And God, as he embarked on that battle, God arose together with him. And God put the enemy in panic attack. God confused them. God confounded them. Beloved, the word of the Lord said they will come against us. In one way, they will flee before us. The word of the Lord did not say they may flee. He said they will. It is a decisive action that heaven had already written. Deuteronomy 28, verse 7. It said that we come. The Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They will come up against you in one way. They will flee before you in seven ways. That is a stone of panic that makes them to begin to flee before us. It's that when they come like a flood, if they bombard us, the bombardment of the enemy, God said, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against them. They shall come against you in one way, but they shall flee before you in seven ways. It said the Lord will cause them to flee in seven ways. If peradventure they came as a multitude, God said they have gathered themselves together, but not of me, saith the Lord, because they have gathered together, not of the Lord. He said they shall scatter. They have gathered together, but not of me. And therefore they shall scatter. They have gathered together. God said it is not of him. So when the enemy gathered together, beloved, God said he does not have his hand in it. I am against them that war against you. They have gathered together. Beloved, said not of me, not of the Lord, not of me, saith the Lord, not of me. He said they have only gathered to scatter. One way they flee in seven ways. Isaiah 54. Verse 15, your faith tonight must be in the word of God, because these issues must be concluded. It said, behold, they shall surely gather together five kings. And Psalm number 2 will say, why did the heathen rage? Why has their king plotted against us? Let us open Psalm 2 verse 2. Psalm number 2 verse number 2. Psalm number 2, verse number 2. Be entru no gusto si andale ke custo zoos. Istunda galapru zoosie. En soprondege custoso. En suandege custoso. Istula brondige quasa. Ige quaso ondege quasa. God did not say that we don't gather. They gather. But they have gathered to scatter. They gathered against the elect of God. Therefore, they have gathered to scatter. The word of the Lord begins to speak thus. Why do the nation conspire? In an uproar against God. KJV will say, why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. The kings of the earth set themselves up, and the rulers take counsel together against the law. And against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that seated in the heavens shall love the law, shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his son displeasure. He said, but yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. He said, I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten you. He said, ask of me and I shall give thee the Eden for thy inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. God said it is already concluded. He loved them to scorn. All of them, they gathered together. But God said, we will soon flee. They have only gathered to scatter. That is why he said, no matter what their weapon is, that they are using against the righteous, he said, their weapon will not work. If anyone, he said, they have gathered together, if anyone fiercely assails you, it will not be from me. If anyone does attack you, it will not be my doing. Whoever attacks you will surrender to you. They shall fall for your sake. Beloved, ain't the word of the Lord, and behold, I myself created this meat, who blows the fire to coals and brings out a weapon for its work. And I have created the destroyer to ruin. But what did he say? He said, no instrument of the enemy, no weapon of the wicked is permitted to prevail against us. said every tongue that rises up against us will be condemned. But it takes rising to condemn every other tongue to that rises. It takes prevailing over the adversary to stop the adversary's weapon from prevailing over us. Therefore, I want you to know that tonight you are going to lift up your voice, because until Joshua arose, everything was quiet. And as Joshua arose, God confounded the enemy. God put a panic attack into their midst. And Joshua began to fight them, beloved. And God threw hailstones from heaven, large stones from heaven upon the adversary. And the Bible records in Joshua 10 that those who died by the hailstones, they are more than those whom the sons of Israel were able to kill by their own sword. God took the battle on, but Joshua has to take the battle to the enemy's gate and confront him before God can begin to fight. And beloved, when the battle was still going on, before they finished, beloved, the sun was going down. It was getting dark. When it is dark, there is no visibility. And beloved, so he spoke to the sun, stand still in the Gibeon, and all you moon, remain in the valley of Ajalon. It says, sun, continue to shine, cooperate with me, moon. I command you, don't come out yet, because Joshua is in battle against the enemy. The victory is already decided. That is why you are going to speak to your home and speak to your environment. You are saying, I command you, all you my environment, stand in cooperation, align with me. I speak to the sun, to the moon, and the stars. I command you to cooperate with me tonight to see my victory over the adversary, over any satanic gang up, over every manipulation of the devil. I command you today, cooperate with me. It's for my freedom. My freedom is already decided. My deliverance is already established by God. My victory has been decided in the blood of Jesus. Therefore, I command you, everything created in my environment, everything in this house, I bring in alignment with the blood of Jesus. I bring in subjection to the blood of Jesus. I bring you in subjection to the power of the Most High God. I command you, hear ye the word of the Lord. Line up with God's word for my victory. Line up with God's word for my victory. Line up with God's word for my victory. Beloved, everything that was created can hear word. Even your body can hear. Even your soul can hear. Beloved, everything within you can hear. Beloved, it's a line up, line up, line up, line up. I speak to every person connected to my life. And in the name of Jesus, I bring in subjection to the word of the Lord for my victory over every satanic gang up, of every spirit, even that rose against my destiny, against my life. I command you now, cooperate with me. Everything that is created, even cooperate with God's word in my favor for my victory. In the mighty name of Jesus, beloved, the sun, the moon, they cooperated with him. The sun refused to go down. The moon refused to come up, because for a whole day, 24 hours, because Joshua was fighting. They line up. They cooperated with the three words. Don't be afraid. I have put them in your hand. I have given the enemy your hand, and none of them shall be able to stand. And beloved, he continued to fight and spoke to those elements and said, you will not go down, son. until I have the total victory, until everything standing is down in the camp of the enemy. Therefore, you are saying, I take authority over everything that is created according to the word of the Lord. I bring you in subjection to the word of the living God now. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not oppose my victory tonight. You will not stand in my way over my new son tonight. You are not permitted to resist me. You are not permitted to oppose me. You are not permitted to war against me. You are not permitted to stand in my way for victory. I want you to say, my family, you will not stand in my way of victory. My friends, you will not stand in my way of victory. My mind, you will not stand in my way of victory, because my victory is already decided. My members, the members of my church, you will not stand in the way of my victory. My acquaintance, you will not stand in the way of my victory. My family will not resist my ministry. My ministry will not stand in the way of victory for my family. My friends will not be able to oppose me. Those that I connected with, you will not be able to stand in my way. You will not be a tool in the hand of the enemy to resist my freedom, to oppose my breakthrough, to stand against the workings of God in my life. Lord, send down your Zechariah chapter number 1, verse number 14. Zechariah chapter number 1, verse number 14. Beloved, there is no time to go through the entire background tonight. I just want to go straight into verse number 14. This is when God saw that enough is enough. God came after they have scattered the people from Jerusalem. They have taken the people of Judah into Babylon. Beloved, the enemy has done all sorts of atrocities because the people behave in not following after the order of God. And then the enemy, as God used their enemy to take them away. You remember Jeremiah talking about it, said 70 years they will be away. They were scattered in different towns, different places. But here comes the word of the Lord unto them in verse number 14. Actually, we can read from 12, Zechariah 1 verse 12. For completeness tonight. It is written, the angel of the Lord said unto Zechariah, the angel of the Lord said, O Lord of hosts, how long will you withhold mercy and compassion from Jerusalem and the cities of Judah, against which you have had indignation and anger these 70 years of the Babylonian captivity? So they know the way out is by mercy, by the compassion of God. It's not because they deserve it, because Daniel helped us to see in Daniel chapter number 9 how he began to seek the Lord and said, we have made a mistake. But things were happening in parallel, and the Lord asked the angel who was speaking with me, Zechariah said, with gracious and comforting words. So the angel who was speaking with me said to me, proclaim, thus says the Lord of hosts, I am jealous with burning fiery passion for Jerusalem. That is the city of the Lord. And I am jealous for Zion, demanding what is rightfully and uniquely mine, because they are the city of the Lord and they belong to God. And beloved, the word of the Lord said that we are not our own. You are not your own. You have been purchased with a price, with an incorruptible seed, the seed of the word of God. Beloved, you are no longer your own. You are not your own. You are not your own. You are not your own. He called us the sheep of his pasture. He called us his peculiar treasure, his holy people. So we are not our own. Beloved, we have been bought with a price. So we are God has to be glorified in our body. It is not that the enemy will now take advantage and said it will continue to harass. So you need to know who your owner is and let the devil know that you don't belong to him and he has no power over you. But here is the word of the Lord. Tonight, the word of the Lord came to him. He said, I am jealous with burning fiery passion for Jerusalem and Zion. I am demanding what is rightfully and uniquely mine with a great jealousy, but I am very angry with the nations. Honor belongs to God. Beloved, so we are to honor him, but they diverted what they were meant to give unto God, to other things. But beloved, God said, I am angry still with the nations who are at ease. I feel secure. For while I was only a little angry, they furthered the disaster against the people of Israel. Therefore, thus says the Lord, I have returned to Jerusalem with mercy and compassion. My house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts, and a measuring line shall be stretched over it. Jerusalem, proclaim again, thus says the Lord of hosts, the Lord of hosts, my city shall again overflow with prosperity, and the Lord shall again comfort Zion and again choose Jerusalem. Then I looked up and saw four arms. The four arms represent powers. They are spiritual, demonic powers. They are negative powers. They are the powers of the enemy. It said those are the powers that back up the Babylonians from taking the people hostage. It said, he looked up and he saw the arms. So I asked the angel who was speaking with me, what are these? And he answered me, these are the arms, the powerful Gentile nations that have scattered Judah, the southern kingdom, Israel, the northern kingdom, Jerusalem, the city of Judah. Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen. I asked, what are these arms and craftsmen coming to do? And he said, these are the arms. Again, powers. But when he saw, he said, these are the arms, powers that have scattered Judah so that no man rest their head because of the suffering inflicted by Gentile nations. But these craftsmen have come to terrify them and make them panic and throw down the arms of the nations who have lifted up their arms against the land of Judah in order to scatter it. Beloved, and you are asking a question. When he talks about the arms, he's talking about evil arms, demonic powers, whose assignment was to scatter Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. No one is able to lift up their head. It means that they can't fulfill destiny. It means that they have not been allowed to rise. It means that they have not been allowed to progress. It means that they were displaced. They are the powers that destroy. They are the powers that, beloved, forces of the enemy that prevent progress. They are powers, beloved, satanic demonic powers, beloved, that prevent promotion, that hijack people against their will, that remove people from the place of fulfillment of their destiny, that take over what belongs to them. They are the powers that empty the land of the people, that has a great impact, that will have a great big impact upon Jerusalem. They carry not just ordinary people. They carry the relevant people, the important people, people that will change the face of their nation. They took them to Daniel. They took them to Babylon. They were scattered in different places. As you and I saw men from around the earth physically running away because of the ISIL. But beloved, there is a spiritual parallel that, beloved, when the righteous are displaced, the righteous are cheated, when the righteous are opposed, beloved, these are the invisible powers that God said, the powers of the serpent, the powers of the scorpion, that lead men away from the place where they belong. Beloved, they are the wasters of effort, wasters of their time, life, destiny, and good things. Why? Because they run them out of everything that they work for, and they are the forces that take over those things. Beloved, guys want to lose the legitimate place of living, the place where you enjoy. There are powers beyond infirmity. Beloved, it's upon them a quasos here, because the desire of God is that I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. The beloved, they are the stealers and the stealers of virtue, because that is the power of the devil. It's that the thief coming over to steal, to kill, and to destroy. They are stealers of virtue. They are stealers of grace. Beloved, they are stealers of opportunities. They are powers that prevent walking through the open doors. They are powers that drive away the helper of destiny. Because God, if God help us, that man will help us. They are destiny killers. They are sabotagers of destiny. Ephesians 6 talks about them. It said, our wrestling is not against flesh and blood. That is why amplifies it. It said these are powers. In the time of Zechariah, below the time of Jeremiah, there were physical nations. The psalmist said, why did the nations rage? The psalmist was not there, but was speaking prophetically, because the same entities, they are now oppressors in the spirit. They are roles to stop us from lifting our head and fulfilling destiny. Ephesians calls them. It said they are not flesh and blood that we are contending with. Paul says that they are mighty powers. They are evil rulers. They are authorities of the unseen world. Psalm 74 verse 20. It said, have respect for covenant, for the dark places of the earth. They are full of cruelty. So we are dealing with powers. And what does the word of the Lord say? It said these are mighty powers in this dark world and against the evil spirit in the heavenly places. Beloved, those are the things we are working against. And it is called the power of the devil, oppressing through human agents, oppressing through foundations, oppressing through environments, oppressing through unfamiliar spirit, through familiar spirit, oppressing, beloved, through the witches and the wizards, oppressing through every form of magic, oppressing through the enchanters, oppressing through even demonic personalities that manipulate that, that cross hand belong to Custos Osie, that they give, they rob Peter to pay Paul. Beloved, we are talking about the manifestations of the demonic spirit. It said, John 8:44, you are of the children of your father, the devil, and you love to do evil things that he does. They are the spirit of the devil that was up oppressing through man. Those are the demonic ones. And beloved, I want you to know, they are us that prevent destiny from finding expression. That is what we are dealing with tonight. And we are getting victory over it. Beloved, what are these? I'm talking about 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 1 to 8, 13 to 15. You can read that. They have been Jezebel spirit. They are to Isaiah 49, verse 23 to 25. Beloved, they are the weapons of the enemy that are the eaters of flesh and the drinkers of blood. What am I talking about tonight? They are the Jezebel that wants a man to feel like dying, like an attack against Elijah. He ran away from the place of his assignment. He said he was suicidal. A lady called me today. I know what she's got to say. She was not aware that God has given me this word. I know what she wanted to say to me. I said, you are depressed. Is that not so? But God is going to rise for your freedom. God has spoken to me. Beloved, when people are suicidal and they cannot place their hand on it, whether it's destiny suicide, whether it's career suicide, beloved, these are the powers of the enemy. They are roles, beloved, as evil ones. Beloved, they are wicked personalities who will sell the life of the next generation as a payment for their wickedness, securing trouble for the generations yet unborn. Beloved, the Daniels were not there, but their fathers are secured trouble for them by becoming displeasing unto God. belonging to the Israelites. They have the power that is allowed the choice men of the land to be taken captive for 70 years. They have the power that held destiny hostage. They have the powers that arouse the purpose and the plan of God. They are the powers that prolong the time even of captivity and delay the time of recovery. They are the powers that are not to be tolerated. Jeremiah 51 verse 25 to 50. Beloved, they are the powers that destroy. But God is saying, it is time for freedom. What has the Lord said? He said, I saw the craftsmen. The craftsmen are the gun breakers. They are the own destroyers. They are the believers that God has called his own child. He said, I have given you authority and power. As he saw in Luke 10, beloved, verse 19, he said, over every other of darkness, whether they are serpent, whether they are cobra, whether they are dragons, whether they manifest as principalities, whether they manifest even as any satanic forces. He said, I give you power over every one of them, so they are not to stand. And as we take the battle on tonight, God is going to fight with us. Beloved, he said the same power in Jesus is available to us who have believed. Beloved, John 1, 12 to 14, John 3, 1 to 3 and verse 16. Beloved, so you and I have been empowered with the power of the Most High God to prevail over every powers of darkness, every arm of darkness, every invisible enemy that is troubling our destiny, every invisible power manipulating events against us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, he promised us victory. Luke 10, 19 said we have the power. 1 John 5, 4 said, if you are born of God, you are a prevailer. Beloved, so the victory that is decided will find expression in our lives. It said 1 John 4, 4. It said, little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. It is God that is going to take the battle on, even on our behalf, as we journey together in cooperation with God tonight. And Jeremiah 51, 20 to 24 said we are his battle axes, his weapon of war. The weapon of war that is engaged tonight, it is the word of the living God that will crack even and break in pieces every evil arm that rose up against us and destroy every satanic evil kingdom that rises against our destiny. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, what are the carpenters doing tonight? The carpenters of God, they are the skillful warriors. The warring angel of God, Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, told us from even from 7, he said, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, against the evil arm, the evil power behind the arms of the Babylonians. Beloved, he said there was war even in heaven, that the Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, the devil, the Satan, and the dragon fought and his demons. But it is the skillful warriors in the angelic host that war with Gabriel and Michael that brought victory. Daniel said, the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood even the angel Gabriel that was bringing his own answer. Beloved, Daniel 10, chapter number 10, verse 13. Beloved, for 21 days, but this skillful warrior, the angel of the living God, Michael, who is fighting with us tonight, he fought the battle against the prince of Persia and released the angel of good news. So as the cords of darkness are broken, every delay, good news, every in that good news, every good news that has been stopped, they shall be delivered to us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, the verdict of God is already decided against the honor of darkness. Ilabosi Arta, Psalm 75 verse 10. It said, all the arms of the wicked also will I cut off, but the arms of the righteous shall be exalted. That is why it said in Psalm number 92, verse 13, it said that the Lord shall anoint my head with fresh oil. The God will cause our all to be exalted like that of a unicorn. We shall be anointed with fresh oil. Even tonight, as we take the battle to the enemy at the gate, and we are engaging tonight in this spiritual warfare, not based on our carnal ability, but in the power of the Holy Ghost. It says, resist the devil steadfastly in faith. 1 Peter 5:8, even to 10. That is the enemy that we are warring and walking against. Beloved, so we must engage with the weapon of prayer and the word of God. Psalm 18, 44 to 45. As soon as they hear of me, they will submit themselves unto me. Strangers will fade away from their close places. Beloved, as we decree decrees tonight, you must know that every decree that you made find expression. And it told us about the parole of faith. It said, with the victory that overcomes, the world is in us. This is the victory by believing in Christ Jesus. Beloved, and we are not fighting this battle in our flesh, but we are led by the Spirit of God. In Romans 8, 14 to 15, beloved, so we are engaging God's divine instrument in the Spirit, the blood of Jesus, the word of God. Psalm 149, 6 to 9, the presence of God in our mouth, which we have declared. And God is arising, even to fight and release his stones of fire, even to crack down the arms of darkness. This morning, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, is upon the custos of here. I want you to lift up your voice and begin to say to the Lord, I thank you, Lord, for making me your battle axe, your weapon of war. With me tonight, you will destroy every arms of darkness assigned against my life, assigned against my destiny, in my ministry, even on the upfront, in the marketplace, Isu in the ghost of Zosie, Esoprundagaste, the Eprundugu Zosie, Esoprundege Custoso, Esuatondege Custosia, Ilobrundega Custoso, Istondogolibru Zosie, Endege Quaso, Ondu Custoso, Ilabrundega Custosia. Mendolobosiato, Mengredeke custososie, Endege quasa, Istondolobosiate, Endege quasosia, Enzoprondege custososie, Istondolobosahata. Beloved, they were in captivity. We didn't hear the voices of some. We only heard the voice of Daniel and his three Hebrew men. They became the people that God used even to bring the people out. But you and I, as a result of tonight, we will be a deliverer that God will use to rescue our family members and rescue our friends. Beloved, I want us to know that when we don't speak, we are agreeing with the devil. But now we are going to say no. Every covenant that I have made, knowingly or unknowingly, with aggressive and a raging power of the enemy sponsoring demotion in my life, sponsoring even activities of darkness to hinder me from fulfilling destiny, I renounce you tonight. Be nullified by the blood of Jesus. I renounce you, because either so I have been quiet, enough is enough. Every agreement, every partnership, every oath, every covenant that I have with the ungodly, with satanic personality, operating under with the arm of darkness against my life, against my destiny, today in the name of Jesus, I renounce you. I cancel such agreement. I cancel such covenant. I declare it null and void in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I cancel any evil agreement that I've made to know that the problem of the Israelites that were carried into Babylon, it happened because Ezekiah went to go and show them, beloved, what is in the temple of the Lord. And the Lord said they will come back one day and take it, and they will take your people also. He formed an alliance with them. He just came out of sickness. He didn't know that they were enemies. He didn't know that they have an evil intention. He didn't know that one day that they were going to come and invade his land. So there was a relationship that was contrary even to the plan and to the purpose of God. Therefore, you are saying any personality that is a serpent in the night but a friend in the day, any personality or entity or organization or any personality that I've come across who befriended me in the day but was a cobra in the night, who befriended me in the day with a smile but was a dragon of the ocean, in the name of Jesus, I renounce my agreement with you. I cancel it by the power and the blood of Jesus. In Sopion de la Aso, Jehu was almost going to be seduced by Jezebel. Beloved, he said, are you for us? And Jezebel was going to trick him, but he was sensitive enough to pick a Jezebel up. You can't be my friend, you that have wasted many lives, you that have attacked the nation. You are saying any personality that yoke themselves with me, but they are deceivers. They are not what they said they are. They befriended me in the day to hurt me in the night. If I have acquainted myself with you, knowingly or unknowingly, I cut you off from my life. In the name of Jesus, I renounce that association. I deny that association. I cancel every oath. I nullify every agreement. It shall not stand. It shall not stand. It shall not stand. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, it's upon the gequaza. Beloved, it will be a terrible thing to sleep on this altar tonight because God is working. And you must not catch the lepers of Ammon. So you must tear yourself up. Get off your bed. And pray this prayer. You are saying every evil agreement that I have entered into with any personality who is a friend in the day but an enemy of the night. Any personality who is a deceiver, who is an harasser, who is an instrument of cruelty, has signed against me, but that is befriending me in the daytime, giving me another color. You are saying today, I cut you off. I cut you off. I cut you off my life. 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 It's upon the gekustosos. It's on the gekulobros. And the gekustosos.
Attack, they shall fail.
catch fire, be destroyed, be broken to pieces, catch fire, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Estondege custoso, esu intru nagaso, esu atondege custoso zie, esu priandega custoso zie, estondolo vaciate, ella che cucuguzoso, every art of darkness that is used against the helpers of my destiny, the helpers of our destiny, what are you waiting for? Be destroyed, be destroyed. Receive the thunder, receive the hailstone of God. Be destroyed, be burned to ashes. In the mighty name of Jesus, is there no weapon that is formed or fashioned against us shall prosper? Every tongue that rises up against us, we shall condemn. Therefore you say, all you arms of darkness, sponsoring cruelty against my destiny, against my assignment, against the prevalent establishment in Great Britain, what are you waiting for? Be destroyed, be burned to ashes, receive thunder, receive a stone of God, be destroyed, be burned to ashes, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, be destroyed, be burned to ashes, be destroyed, be burned to ashes, be destroyed, be burned to ashes, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Isopiondege quaso, esopriandega custosie, esopriandega cucutolosa, istondege custosie, istondolobosito, enge quasa ate, ike quasa sia, istondele beligris ato, istondolobosita, iglo custososie, endege quasa sia, esoprondege custososie, istondolobosa ate, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. What I want you to see is that they affected them socially, they affected them mentally by applying the arms that scattered them and made them to become a runaway from their own place of heritage. Beloved, they affected them mentally, they affected them emotionally, they affected them in their business, they affected them in their career, they affected them all around. Therefore, you are saying, as every ounce of darkness engaged by any satanic personalities and power to displace me, to affect me socially, mentally, spiritually, in my career, in my finances, in my ministry, in my calling, and everything that pertains to me and my family, today in the name of Jesus, I command you, perish by fire. I command you to perish. Illa quaso, ondege quaso, endica ostososie, esoprondige quaso, endaga quaso ate, illobosi ate. Psalm 75 verse 10, it said, I will break the strength of the wicked. The arm of the wicked is his strength, is his power. The arms of the wicked is the instrument of cruelty. And God said, I will. Therefore, you and I, you are saying, Lord, every wicked smooth operators that is assigned against me, engaging their evil arm to attack my destiny in the daytime or in the night time, to attack my finances, to attack my confidence, to attack my business in the daytime or the night time, arise, O Lord of hosts, destroy their power, Lord, destabilize them, Lord, release panic attacker into their company. Confuse them and confound them in the name of the Lord Jesus. In la bongrosi ato, istondo custososie. Father, arise. my behalf by your mercy. Isu ila bongus art. Every satanic gang of demonic, house of enemies, environmental powers that rose against my life, my destiny, my ministry, my marriage, the work of my hands, scatter them by fire. Release your thunder, your hailstone from heaven. Scatter them, cut them over. Lord, destroy their power base. Destroy their altar. Waste their assignment. Lord, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in sopendeli que quaso, in soprunde que custoso, ende que custoso, istula prende que qua, in soprunde que custoso, ende que custoso, istondoli que quaste, in loprunde que custoso si, in soprunde que custoso. Estonde que quasa, ende que quasa arte, in la baba custoso si, in the name of Jesus. Beloved, I want you to rise up in your spirit. You say every satanic demonic arms assigned to oppose my rising in the marketplace, to oppose my access to the graces and the gifts of God, aside to stand in the way of my promotion spiritually, financially, promotion in business, in my career. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I rise, O God, in love of our custom associate, and the equasasie. Lord, smite them, smite them in your holy anger. Smite them in your wrath. Smite them, Lord, with your hailstones and your thunder this morning. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Sopondege Kiaso on the Lobos. In La Crossi Ike Kwasosie. In Sopondege Kwasosie. In Sopondege Kustosos. In La Prondege Kwasosie. Ella baba custo sosie, estonde que custo sosie, ella baba qua sosie, ende que qua sosie, ende que qua sosie, endolobosi ato, ingle que qua sosie, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, I want you to pray that prayer again, and you are going to say, my Father, by the covenant in the blood of Jesus, arise this morning, defend my cause, secure my lot from the hand of the satanic personality using evil arms to oppose my glorious destiny and the appointment for supernatural breakthrough, my appointment for promotion, my appointment for a new job, my appointment with my new son, my appointment with supernatural testimony. Lord, I rise against them that rose up against me in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, plead my cause in the realm of the spirit and in the realm of the natural on every altar. Lord, build my cause against any satanic spirit of presence under the shadow of darkness, against rising against my destiny, against the work of my hands, against my ministry or my marriage. Rise up against them. Defend my cause. Secure my lot. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Isopuandagazazie. Isoprondege kusoso. Estão blonde custosos e esso prondegue custoso. Estão blonde quaso. Estou legue cociata. Esso prondegue quaso. Estão degue quaso. Estou la bangro socia. Estou lobo quaso. Endegue quaso e endegue quaso e estão dogo quaso e. Esso prianda ga quasa, Receive the thunder, receive the hailstorm. born at night. I'm troubling my destiny, attacking my crown of glory, attacking my glorious destiny, opposing me in the daytime and the night, standing in the way of my progress and my breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive thunder, hailstone of fire. Die. In the name of Jesus, it's upon the questions here. It's upon the question. It's upon the question. It's on the love of the art. Enge questions here. It's on the lecustos here. It's upon the custos. It's what on the lica quasa. It's on the custos. Il bongrus here. It's on the goshote. Enge quasasia. It's on the gequazo. It's on the gequilibrus here. Enge quaso. Enge custos. It's on the gequazo. Ende che custoso si è sopronde che custoso istondo che libro so si è ende che quaso sia è sopronde che custosia istonde che quasa istonde che custoso si è ende che quaso il labronde che custoso si è ende che quasa il labronde che quasa ende custoso si è sopronde che custosa il sopronde che quaso ende che quaso ende che quaso sia istonde che col libro so si è ende che quaso si è ende che quaso si è il sopolongro si ate ende che custoso si è ende che quaso istondoga che libro so si è isoponde che quasa indala boko shate ende che quaso sia indala bossa hate ende che quaso sia ende che quaso endaga custoso sia ende che quasa ende che quaso sia ende che qualobro sia istondala bossa hate. In the name of Jesus, beloved, you don't befriend the wicked. You can't ask the wicked to repent. Their mind is made up. They want to die in their atrocities. So you will help them to die. The word of the Lord said, he said, thou shalt not suffer the witch to live. And so what does that mean? It means that if you allow them to continue, God will be unhappy with you. If you keep quiet and you allow the wicked to prevail against you, it is your fault. Because you will not say you don't know. Because you know the right thing. If you come to this altar, you know by now, Exodus 22, 18. It said thou, it is a command. It is a command. And beloved, I won't be saying the details about what I'm saying. But you need to pray the prayer that I ask you to pray. Come with me. Come with me. Be anthronososi ingelabrosa ate. One person, just one woman, married to the king, one person, troubled the whole nation of Israel. It took a king that started well to begin to build an altar for Baal in the land that God gave to his own people. He made them, beloved, to turn away from the God who created the universe, to begin to embrace Baal worship. She was feeding them at the expense of their destiny, of the destiny of God's people. She was clothing them. She was dressing them up. Beloved, they turn the ungodly to become the ones that have a voice. One person was behind it. And there is a cobra of darkness that must die. It is a human entity that programmed themselves into a cobra, a snake-like personality that has a dangerous venom that thought that they will waste destiny and stand in the pathway of the fulfillment of the word of the Lord. Therefore, you are going to arise. We will take this scripture in the morning. I won't go into it now. This is what we are going to do. It doesn't matter to me when I know it is over. And everyone in the Prevailers Church Network, and they have a testimony, that is it. And there is a breaking through and a breaking forth. Beloved, hear what I hear. You say, you are very close to me. Very. I thought you are a friend. I thought you are my family member. I thought you are my trusted acquaintance. But you are a snake. You are of your father, the devil. In the daytime and in the nighttime, behind my back and in front of me. What are you waiting for? Your secret is out. You are cursed with a curse, with no remedy. You are cursed with a curse of no remedy. You are cursed with a curse of no remedy. You are cursed with a curse of no remedy. Love. like a person. A person like a cobra. Assigned to trouble my life. Assigned to trouble my destiny. Assigned to trouble the work of my hands. Assigned to trouble my marriage. Assigned to trouble my finances. Assigned to trouble the work of my hands. What are you waiting for? Receive thunder. Receive fire. Receive the hailstone of God. Be destroyed by fire. Be destroyed by fire. Be destroyed by fire. Destroyed by fire. Be 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 destroyed by fire. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's upon the Gekwasosia. Ella Petro Nogosiato. It's Tondaga Custososia. It's upon the Gekustosia. Ella Prondege Quaso. It's Tondege Custososia. Ella Bokosahate. Beloved, I want you to know God said, I have given, don't be afraid. I have given the enemies into your hand. And none shall be able to stand before you because they will all go down. And because God has given us power over every work of the devil, I am on their case until every prevailer is made free. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, there is wickedness in the heart. There is an enemy called the devil operating through human agents to perpetuate wickedness. And therefore, God said, both the devil and personality that refuse to let the devil go, they must die. There is no, we are just scratching the surface now, but heaven has accomplished certain things tonight, and it must continue in the morning. It will still continue on Tuesday night. It will still continue on Wednesday morning. Beloved, it will continue even as we come into the month of October. Everything must give way for the glory of God to manifest. Therefore, tonight, you are saved by the covenant in the blood of Jesus. I seal the victory of tonight, my deliverance of tonight, the divine escape of tonight, established by God in my life, for my family, for my destiny, for my marriage, for my babies, for the work of my hands. I seal it by the blood of Jesus. 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 I seal it by the precious blood of the Lamb of God. It's upon the Gacustoso. It's upon the Gelibrusosie. It's upon the Gacustososie. And the Gacuasa. It's upon the Gacustososie. Esuato on the Gaza Arte. And you are saying, all thou warring angels of the Most High God, assigned to minister to me for me and on my behalf, take your stand as I go to bed tonight. Continue the warfare against the adversary, against the evil arms of darkness, against the satanic forces that was assigned against my life. Destroy them. Defeat them. Set them on fire. Fight them with hailstones. Fight them with stones of fire. Fight them with thunder. Lord, let the angelic host, the warring angels of God, assigned to minister to me for me and on my behalf, and my behalf and that of my family, take the battle to the enemy's gate, even as I lay me down to sleep, let apostles here, Lord, by your divine commandment, let the angelic host of God that obey the commandments of the Lord arise on my behalf in this night time. For you have given your angels charge over me to keep me in all of my ways. Therefore, say, let them take the battle to the enemy's gate. In donge libru sosie, endege quaso, endege quaso, istula brondige quasa, istondege quaso, endege custo sosie, endege quaso, endege custo sosie, endege quaso, esso brondige quasa, il lobaba custo sosie, endege quaso sosie. In love of Sahate. Therefore, cover your habitation with the blood of Jesus. And you are saying, Lord, I cover my habitation with the blood of Jesus. I cover my life and my destiny, my family, my ministry, my calling, everything pertaining to me with the blood of Jesus. And I decree and declare my life and my destiny is a no-go area tonight. For every satanic force, every demonic entity, every demonic instrument of the devil, in the mighty name of Jesus, for the Lord is a wall of fire around me and my household, and is the glory that shineth in the midst of us. Endege ke libru sosia, ondo go sosie, endege quaso, elobro nega quaso, eso prondege custosia, estondo lobo seketoade, elebro nego quaso sie, eso prondege quaso, estondoli ke quaso, endege quasa, elobo bo custoso sie, eso prondege custoso sie. Ezo pronde custosos, elamon grossi ato, ege ke cutolo brondege quaso, ezo toa, endele grossi ato, estondege custoso, eston boligra socie, endege colibru socia, endege quasa, ezo prondege quaso, eston alabosahate. Let's begin to give him praise. Let's begin to give him praise. As he gives his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. The Lord that watches over us neither sleeps, neither does he slumber. And tonight he is watching over us and every work that he has completed tonight. Beloved, they are permanent in our lives. Father, we give you praise. We honor you this morning. We glorify your name. Ancient of Days, Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Thank you for what you have accomplished, even in this prayer session tonight. Thank you for the deliverance that you have executed, even on our behalf. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Therefore, unto you, my Father, who is able and faithful, unto you that perform the word of your servant, and execute the word of your messenger. For in this Zion there is deliverance and holiness, and the people of God shall possess their possession. Therefore, we thank you for executing deliverance. Lord, thank you for ushering us to walk together with you. And thank you, O God, for making us to be obedient to your will. And thank you, my Father, for causing the victory of tonight, Lord, to be permanent, and for giving us access to promotion, access to joy, access, Lord, to our heritage in Christ Jesus, access to shine even as stars for you, access to our glorious destinies, access to favor, access to new good news and to opportunities in the mighty name of Jesus, access to victory which is already decided before we appear in your presence tonight. We give you praise that the enemy that came against us, they flee before us, even in seven ways. And as they come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raised up his standard against them. And we give you praise tonight. Therefore, as we lay us down to sleep, your angelic hosts will continue to minister to for us. And on our behalf, they will continue to fight against the adversary. In the name of Jesus, they will secure our lot and they will defend our cause. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, that your glory shall be a canopy over our life tonight. Therefore, as we lay down to sleep, God shall make us afraid. Even in the night, we will hear the voice of the Lord saying, this is the way, walk in it. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Thank you. Because once again, you will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever think or imagine, even as you perform your work of deliverance, even to perfection, to the glory and honor of your name. For we've prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.